Hello guys, my name is Araya Sunshine. You can call me either. I'm fine with either, y'all, I promise. On this video, I just wanted to give y'all some quick encouragement. By the way, I am technically in school. Oh, but I will lock in. I promise I will lock in eventually. So within the past year and a half of my life, I have experienced a lot of difficulties. And I know a lot of times I get on social media and I'm evangelizing and talking about the word of God. And so a lot of times people do not think that I am going through the hardships that I am. But I just wanted to encourage you guys and let you know that whatever hardships you're going through, Christ is firmly here in the middle of everything. Psalm 142:3 talks about how even like when we don't really know our paths in life, God is still there and he knows our way. And matter of fact, I don't need to say like, let's just pull it up actually. Okay, it says, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, you knew my path. And so my encouragement for all of you guys today is just to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what hardships are happening, God knows the path that he has ordained you on. And I also just want to say, if you're scared and you're like, I know that God knows my path for me, but does that mean that I wait and don't do anything at all? No. Continue to be led by God's word and you'll continue to hear his voice and know his instructions as you read the Bible and spend more time with him. But do not just stay stagnant, even with being still. In Psalm 46:10, that does not mean that you just do nothing while you're waiting for God. There's still moves to be made, and I want to encourage you guys and say that before I actually start talking about what I wanted to talk about, make whatever move you are thinking about and you have prayed over. And if you mess up in the process, that is okay, because God is a loving and forgiving God. And if you are honestly moving and doing things, and I don't mean like just physically, by the way, I don't mean like moving from like different cities or anything like that, even though ironically that is what I'll be doing. I just mean moving in terms of like maybe doing a job application or switching schools or even just starting school or dating a person, whatever the case is. If you know that you haven't got concrete evidence that God is saying, look, no, chill out, make that move. And because you are not abusing God's grace, and you know if you're doing that, I don't know you like the back of your hand, but our Heavenly Father does. Then from that point on, make that mistake. You know, things happen. Of course, wait, let me reword that. Don't purposely make a mistake and then you're like, oh, grace is there, because you're abusing God's grace. But go, just let things happen. We're young for the most part if you're watching this. And so just let it be. But in the past year and a half or so, I have been through a lot. I have had just really tumultuous relationships with various friends that I had at the time, and then also my family, which I've spoken about in my testimony. I have been like super committed to no more pornography, no more masturbation, like really good with not lusting. And then I fell back after like 2 years. I also was going through a period where like I had stopped smoking for a couple of years, and then I started taking edibles again. I stopped drinking for a while, and then I started drinking again. And so that's all happened within this past year and a half, but it wasn't something that I shared publicly for the most part up until earlier this year, when I realized like I need to lock in and deny my flesh. I also ended up with a 3.8 GPA my freshman year, and then by the end of my freshman year I had a 1.14 going into my sophomore year. The way I felt was indescribable. I am a first generation college student. I apologize. I'm going into my junior year on my third and final college, which I know can be confusing, so I apologize. But I felt so ashamed and so embarrassed, because I do have 5 siblings and I'm the oldest of them, and I did not want to set the example that their sister went away for college at 16, by the way, because I graduated early, and then only for me to drop my GPA from a 3.8 to a 1.14. I became so depressed because there was an incident that happened and I ran into the person who had molested me, which I also talk about that situation as well in my testimony that I have on my YouTube video. And it just caused me to be very low. And as a result of that, I just decided in my mind that, you know what, I'm not worthy of love. I'm probably not even going to get married one day. And so then I started falling into even more lust. And I started talking to guys. Honestly, I was collecting them like collectibles during this past like year, year and a half or so. I was on and off of dating apps and all those different things. I would like a guy and then I would stop. And then like I would give a guy my number, but then I would stop. I literally would be out with my best friends and then like an unknown number would text me and I would have to turn my phone over because I felt so embarrassed that I was even in this predicament of giving myself out to young men when I knew that in my heart, I don't want to really give my heart out to anybody unless it's my husband, unless it's my man, okay? And I'm not crazy for thinking that. I'm a woman. I should be sought after. I am the prize. And so while I know that God does not have to give me a husband, I knew what my convictions were with men, and I was still running completely past that. Whenever it came to masturbation and pornography and the edibles and the weed and the drinking and the parties, I went to a party, y'all. That's not me. It's my flesh, but that's not me. Doing all these different things, flirting with guys, all of this crazy stuff. It was a lot for me. I felt so depressed. I felt so broken. Sorry, y'all. I'm continuing to check my Chromebook because I told y'all I'm at school. I just felt so low because I knew that this was not me. I'll actually insert a video now. I'm literally just going to write it on my hand for what time to put the video in. But I literally had a video of me in the bathroom having a mental breakdown, and I was like, I want to cut off all my hair. I was talking about like I wanted to shave my head bald because of how depressed and low I was. Like, I just got to a point where I didn't care. I know I'm mentally not where I'm supposed to be because I already cut like 5 inches off my hair and I want to just cut it all off. Like, when I say I've hit a low, I'm talking about I've been low as hell as low. Like, mentally, I've been that low. My hair, like, something I used to take so much pride in, I don't even, like, really care no more. This is not real. They're the guys that I kind of wanted, they were rejecting me. And even some of them were Christian as well. And then the other ones, they were so far removed from Christ that, like, they would text me sexually explicit things and things like that. Like, y'all, one boy, he just said something that I was like, I said, oh my gosh, like, text me right off the bat with just sexually explicit stuff. And I'm not blaming all of them. It goes 50-50. It takes two to tango, and I shouldn't have even put myself in that predicament. But I'm saying all that to say, I was losing my mind. I was losing my mind. More so treating guys as transactions. And in my head, I was like, well, if I'm not having sex with them, I'm not sending them nudes or anything, it's fine. It's not fine. It's not fine, because I know the conviction that lives in me. I know the Holy Spirit that I have, and I know that I'm called to live according to a certain path. I was so embarrassed because I wanted to hold certain positions in different offices on campus, but I couldn't because my GPA was so low and I was on academic probation. I lost some of my scholarships, but God really set that up to the way where now I'm going to a different university now, which I'm very thankful for. But like, y'all, all of that stuff was happening, and who thinks that's gonna happen? Like, mind y'all, I said I graduated high school at 16 and started college at 16. So while all this is happening, I'm like 17. Just turned 17, by the way, or like 17 or 18, because I'm 18 now. I can't really think. It's hard to think whenever you don't go the traditional way about college and stuff, because even though I'm 18, I'm not a high school senior. I'm about to be a junior in college. So that's why I'm always sporadic with the ages and stuff. But I'm just going through all this stuff. I feel so far away from Christ. I went from spending a lot of time with God and reading my Bible all the time to really not reading it at all. And there are some people who read a couple verses a day. There are some people who read multiple chapters a day. Me personally, I was that type of person that I read my Bible in the morning as soon as I got up with God and worshiped and spent time with him. And worship is not inherently music, by the way. Worship is just recognizing God's deity, which is why we should always be in a state of worship. But I just felt so far away. Like, I was questioning God. I literally even remember texting one of my friends at the time, who I'm no longer friends with because we fell out. I was like, I think I want to lose my virginity. I was so done at that point. I was like, there's not going to be a man who wants me. And this is crazy because, y'all, I'm only 18. I still have time, even though I struggle with patience. But I was like, no man is gonna went away from me, especially not on a PWI. If the white men do like black girls, they're very hush hush about it, or they only like the mixed girls or like the light skins. And I don't want to be with a man, whether he be white, black, Mexican, yellow, purple, green, Scandinavian. I don't want to be with him just because he has a fetish for light skinned women. I don't play that. I have a lot of dark skinned women in my family, but my brother's is dark skinned. I don't play with colorism stuff. That's not attractive to me. And so I just was going through a lot. I also had to pick up 2 minimum wage jobs, which caused me to have to work overnight sometimes. Like some of my shifts would be like 12 to 3 a.m. And then like if I need extra money, I would pick up a 3 to 6 a.m. shift. I still would have like 4 classes later in the day after that. It was hard. I had to meet with the mentor once a week to talk to him about like how I'm gonna get my life back together. And I'm so thankful for the people that got placed in my life at the time and the relationships that he gave me to be able to strengthen them with my best friends, Ruth and Rebecca, who are rooted in Christ. But it was hard. It was hard. It felt so humiliating for me. Like I felt like I was walking around campus and everybody knew like she failed. Also, my family got involved into a car accident, which that was hard as well because they were on their way to pick me up from work. So when I tell y'all I was going through it, I promise y'all I was going through so much. And I was like, this is not the college experience I'm supposed to be having. And since I had to pick up those 2 minimum wage jobs, I had to pick them up in the first place because, again, a lot of turmoil was happening. I'm an independent student, so for the most part, I pay for a good majority of my stuff. Like, I've had to adult myself and my siblings for a very long time now, which, again, I talk about in my testimony. But I had to pick up those 2 jobs because I had braces and they were upwards of 3K. Good morning. Wait, do you have on a shirt? Oh, we will be pausing. All right, y'all, my 3-year-old sister just woke up and she's not even the youngest. I have 2 3-year-old sisters. I forgot. Brielle just turned 3. Okay, sorry. But anywho, I had to pick those up because my braces were upwards of 3K. 3,000 and I didn't have it. But I wanted to fix my teeth, which they didn't need to be fixed. Hold on. Okay, yes, again, sorry. So I had to pay for my braces and those were upwards of 3K. And so I had a braces bill for $212 every month. If you're a college student, you know. Yes, go put it on, please. Nope, go put it on in the room. Go put it on in the room. Okay, so because of that, I had to pay for my own stuff. And if you're a college student, you know, paying for stuff is hard, especially if you come from a rough background like mine, where you cannot financially depend on people in your family. You gotta make it happen. You gotta make it happen. And although I wish that wasn't my circumstance, it is, and it's a part of my testimony, just something I have to live with, you know, even though I don't want to. It'll be 50,000 right now. I'm just playing, y'all. Don't do that. And do not fall for prosperity gospel, okay? Especially if somebody's claiming to be a prophet and they got that cash up in there. Do not listen to them, because that was never in the Old Testament, okay? I'm just letting y'all know. But seriously, walking back in though, I was just at a standstill. Like, financial stuff was crazy, mental health was crazy. I was struggling with my body health as well. But let me tell y'all how God turned it around. 4 months I've been in the gym. I've been spending more time with God, more intimately, morning and night. And you do not have to be convicted to do that. I've just always been convicted to do that and never had the strength to do it until just recently. I will now be going on to my 3rd and final college. And on top of that, I said that I was struggling with my body health and struggling with how I viewed myself and like my style of dress, because I didn't have money. Well, guess what? The university that I'm going to now, we're required to dress classy and more business casual, like, which is what I have always wanted, but just never had the strength or encouragement to do. What? You need help? Okay, come here. But yeah, so God has really turned it around. Is everything perfect? Absolutely not. And it never will be. But I just want to encourage y'all that whenever you're going through hard times, you need to stick close to God. You need to press in that much more. Hold on, stand over here because you put your shirt on backwards. you need to make sure that you are locking in with God 10 times more. You need to make sure that you are spending more time with God, praying more, crying out to him more. It's okay to cry. It's okay to yell and scream. It's not, however, okay for you to act any kind of way just because your emotions are running rampant. I'm sorry, did that hurt? I apologize. But yeah, so just wanted to give y'all some encouragement that it is going to be okay. And even if it's not okay right now, it's okay to not be okay. Y'all think that Christ felt okay on the cross? No. It's not always going to be okay. And Christianity is not always peaches and cream. It's not always rainbows and unicorns. It's not always chocolate milk like my sister likes. Things are going to happen, okay? But you need to be anchored in Christ. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Everybody's anchored in something, but you need to be anchored in Christ. You can be anchored in sex, your sexual identity, weed, pornography, masturbation, or either or. You can be anchored in other drugs. You can be anchored in people. You can be anchored in pride. But what's more important is you being anchored in Christ. Somewhere in the Bible, and I apologize that I don't have this off the top of my head, the disciples are scared. And Jesus is sleeping on the boat. And they're like, how can you be sleeping on a boat if it's a storm outside? Like, we're gonna die. Like, are you crazy, Jesus? And he rebuked the storm. Which one of y'all gods can do that? Crickets? Okay, that's what I thought. No one. You can't even rebuke a storm. Not only did he rebuke the storm, he said, y'all have a little faith, okay? Have a little bit of faith, okay? God is key. Hold on. God is gonna handle it. My bracelet literally says God is big enough. And he is. And if you know anything about the VeggieTales clip, God is bigger than a boogeyman, okay? He is that guy. So be encouraged. It's okay. He rebuked the storm and then he said, peace, be still. Okay. So lock in. It's okay. There's encouragement. I love you guys. Please text me or reach out to me if you need help or encouragement. I love y'all. But God loves y'all more. Goodbye.